6 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline from CSURams.com, Mike Brohard. Mike, my man. Okay, so you're a UNC alum, right?
Yeah. Harvard of Weld County. Yeah.
Did you go to a lot of the Greeley Stampede events? Did you check that out a lot in your time?
So my mom was a huge country and western fan. So I was going there since like the age of 8. She'd go up there for all the concerts. Like old school. I mean, we're talking George Jones, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn. So I've been to the Stampede many a time.
I was just going to ask, like, any of your fondest memories, some of the biggest. We got the announcement last night about some of the acts coming here. But any, what other ones stick out to you, like any of the big ones that you've seen?
The last one I saw was I went with my mom, and we went and saw Tim McGraw and Faith Hill before they were married. So it was like the tour that they were doing before they announced that they were getting married.
Dude, that's kind of historic.
Really good show. Yeah.
That one's kind of historic. You still have that ticket stub, Mike? That might be worth something someday.
I don't keep the ticket stubs for anything.
I actually do. It's a weird thing. But I'll show you my collection sometime, Mike. We'll get that done.
Sounds good.
All right, run this through for me here. I'm looking at the on the women's side of things for Colorado State Hoops in the Mount West. Obviously, we know UNLV is going to lock that bad boy down. But now it gets really interesting between San Diego State, Colorado State, and Wyoming. Colorado State still has to play Wyoming in a couple of days, and then they finish the season with Boise State. Talk us through this one, Mike. Obviously, there's a chance the Rams can jump up to that second spot.
Yeah, because San Diego State still has to play UNLV.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're just going to go ahead and you're going to think UNLV is going to win that game because, you know, they're undefeated in conference play. If Colorado State beats Wyoming, that game becomes really a really determining factor and what that seeding becomes because – whoever loses that game, and you're assuming San Diego State loses UNLV, they're going to be battling for 3-4. The other team between Colorado State and Wyoming can just take that number two spot.
Mm-hmm. And that's why that CSU-Wyoming game, it's important all of the time, even if these teams are bad. But this is not the case this season, of course. Both teams eyeing that second spot, and that makes the game coming up on the 25th just absolutely huge. And Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, is that game going to be on FS1?
I think it is. I think that's the one game that is.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, if that doesn't say it's a huge game, it'd be a national audience checking this one out. That's a big one, man.
It is. It's a big one, and it's at the Border War, so it'll be interesting. It's up in Laramie. Cowgirls are going to want to get a little payback from losing here. But, yeah, I mean, when you put that much on the line in that one game, coming down the final 2 weeks of the season, it'll take on an importance all its own.
Yeah, when Mike, I don't have it in front of me. I should have probably checked that. When is the UNLV game? Is that earlier in the week? Against
San Diego. For you right now.
Okay.
San Diego State and UNLV play the 25th, same night.
Oh wow, that's going to.
So San Diego State is at UNLV, and then San Diego State closes with Air Force.
Okay, well this is the best for fans. You know, we get down to the end, and nothing is really. There's a lot of things yet to be resolved with two games to go. So this is the best time for fans. It should be an epic weekend coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com. Good news for the Rams on the men's side of things, Mike. They beat Fresno State. They get the series there. They're looking to finish their season on a high note. They've got a big one though tonight. They got San Diego State, pretty darn good basketball team last time I checked. That will also be nationally televised, though, so a lot of opportunities for some national fans to check out the Rams.
Yeah, and at Viejas, it's always a tough building to play. It's a great atmosphere. But, no, that's a heck of a game to put up there. I mean, Colorado State, obviously, they're not going to be favored in that game, but you can go up there and you want to play well. You still want to make a statement of some sort as you come down, because then, you know, you got Wyoming. You'd like to come back. You'd like to try and steal that game from San Jose State on the road. And then you finish up with a really late tip-off against New Mexico heading into the tournament. So they're still trying to gain a little bit of momentum and build off things that they can. And you know, recently they've been able to get a couple wins and I think do some of that.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Mike. You know, you go back to, what, December 18th when they beat St. Mary's, and now we're seeing what St. Mary's is doing. It's amazing to get a win like that. And the Rams, for some reason, seem to have St. Mary's number. But it just kind of, that game, and I know it's early and teams aren't ironed out just yet, but I suppose that game kind of showed us of what maybe the Rams could have been, but just so many things, injury, sickness, just not able to keep all the guys on the floor at the same time.
Right. You know, the interesting thing is you look at the standings in the Mountain West. If the men play well and can grab a couple of victories, I mean, there's just a nice glob of teams right there ahead of them at 5-10. You start winning games, and you can actually finish up with a much better seed than a team expected that's been languishing down and, you know, towards the bottom third of the conference all year.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike Brohard joining us. Mike, do you pay attention to this Leon Rice stuff? Man, this crazy story. I was reading into some of it during the break earlier today.
On the what story?
The Leon Rice thing. When Boise State played New Mexico back, what was that, a month ago in the pit?
Yeah.
That one's interesting, man. I mean, like Leon Rice was saying the baseball players were there and he thought a riot was going to start and they were really about to start something. Then you're seeing maybe hearing that witness accounts were like, actually, it was Rice that kind of maybe started the altercation by pinning a player up against the wall. This is a wild story. And those teams play tomorrow night. Man, this could be nuts.
It very well could be nuts, and that makes it, I guess, a little bit more interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, man. It's just a crazy one. I remember watching that game, though, and I think I had it on mute because everybody in my house was asleep, and I was watching it on my iPad. Kid was sick that night, so he's in close with us, so I'm watching it on mute. So I, like, was not hearing. I mean, I was just watching an amazing game. I'm pretty sure that game went to overtime. It was awesome. But I wasn't, like, hearing all the extra stuff that I get up the next day thinking, oh, it's just an amazing game. And then there's, like, oh, the baseball team's back there doing stuff. What a crazy night. Anything can happen in the pit, though, it seems like.
Yes, very much so.
Mike, what are you working on, man, that we can check out in the next couple of days at CSURams.com?
Well, put out some stuff on the track team today because they start the indoor championships this week down in Albuquerque. You've got a bunch of kids that are seated to win events. Kind of highlight that with Lexi Keller and the pentathlon. But Mariana Kiss, who's never lost a shot put competition, Mountain West, indoor or outdoor. But the way they go about it, I mean, they're competitive every year. They're always in the hunt for a team title, men's and women's. And it has a lot to do with the way that Brian Bedard builds his roster, and it's equality across the board. They don't stack one area group or another. You know, they put a lot of attention into the pole vault, which is just one event. But that balance has served them well throughout the years.
I'll be checking that one out, Mike. Love what you do, man. It never slows down for you, it seems like. It's just one thing to the next one. Before we let you go, as always, Isaiah coming back next year? What are your thoughts there, man?
I wish the young man peace when it comes time for him to make that decision.
I figured you might go there. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com.
Did you write it down yet? Did you write down the response yet?
I don't need to because you have it. You have it down pat,
yeah,
man. It's good.
Got it marked down there for you.
When he actually does make a decision, I don't know what I'm going to ask you at the end of these things anymore, man. We'll come up with something creative. I'm sure there's something I'll be stressed about.
Some wild idea about some players who could or could not transfer or do something like that and just pull somebody out of the blue.
Yeah. We'll find something, Mike. Mike, appreciate you as always, man. And we'll get together soon. I'll show you that ticket stub collection, okay?
That sounds great. Is it all sports or is it all concerts or is it a mix?
It's actually all sports. I lied. I don't have my concert ticket stubs, but it's all sports.
You're lying on air?
Yeah. I know. It's hard to believe.
And you just admitted it?
It's hard to believe, isn't it, man? The things I get away with here.
You're not a very good liar if you could just come right out and admit it on air.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
true. You could have sold it to the masses had you just kept...
I felt bad because, I mean, what if I say this and then you... which I don't think you're going to, but what if you actually take me up on this? You text me some Saturday afternoon and you're like, Brady, I'm dying to see this ticket stub collection. And then I'm like, crap, I don't have any concerts. I don't know what to do. So I don't want to make you, you know, think less of me in that process.
Okay, I got you.
I'll be looking out for that text, and I'll show you. I'll show you all the
all
goods,
right,
man. It'll be great. Mike Brohard, you're a great man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Take care.
Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. You know what? Mike's consistent on the answer to that. He's not going to give me anything. Isaiah is really not giving me anything either on whether he's going to be back or not. 16 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.